Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm feeling a little bit better, a little bit less tired from the weekend. I guess I'm starting to recover. This shirt that I'm wearing today is really tight, though, and they really shouldn't make shirts this tight. I'm so scared to step back on the scale. You know, I realized I just said yesterday, forget about me saying I was going to diet. So you know what? Forget that I just said that, but this shirt's really tight. They need to just make bigger shirts, I think. So I'm less tired. Yeah, I'm less tired. I was so proud last night. I got done working out. I got done recording and I told Mark, I said, we have to work out. Like we have to, I'm really tired, but we have to work out. We have to do it. And so we did. And we did that. And then we had KFC for dinner because I'm a fast food junkie. We were talking in the car and I said, and that's my problem. I mean, that is my problem right there. A, at the end of a long day, I don't feel like cooking. Like I don't want to think about, what should I cook? What would he like? What would I like? What, you know, I don't want to do the effort. I like to cook. I really do like to cook. But like it's on if we have a party or if we're doing something like at Christmas when we made Christmas cookies and we made a box and we didn't make a box. We bought boxes and I made all these different kinds of cookies and we decorated them and we gave them to friends. And that was really fun. But this day-to-day bullshit. Of like, I've got to plan the meal and I've got to figure out something that both of us would like reasonably well. And, you know, I've got to buy the ingredients for it and have the refrigerator stocked. And then you get done with work for the day and then you have to figure out, okay, what am I cooking? And I know there's like a lot of that people say, oh, that's simple. Just prep everything ahead of time. On Sunday, prep all your stuff for the week, have it labeled and, you know, in little containers and put it, you know, this is Monday's dinner and this is Tuesday. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ugh. And we tried those things that you order, like you order them and they just deliver them in a box and all the meals are made. They were no better than a microwave dinner that you buy in the frozen food section. They were more expensive. And it just wasn't worth it. So I don't know. And we're not wealthy, so we can't pay to have a chef come in and prepare our meals. So I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if I'm just lazy or I don't know. Anyway, we worked out. The bottom line is we worked out and and then we ate and we watched TV and that was about it. I had given a demo on my product yesterday, and so today I did my due diligence, and I sent out an email thanking everyone for attending the demo, and here's a link to the recording, here's the slides that I presented from, if anyone wants to review them, let everyone know I would follow up with them, you know, I'll give them time to review the material, and I would follow up to see how they want to proceed. So I did my product owner due diligence. So apparently, my little air fryer tip was liked on Twitter. I got a couple of comments. Gary says he's burning everything in his air fryer, but he'll definitely try the rewarming trick. And Baron says that he was tempted to go buy an air fryer just to try out the rewarming of fast food. I'm telling you, that changed my life. Now I never have to have cold, soggy fries. Because all you do is just dump your fries into your air fryer basket or whatever it is, put it in there at like 340 for, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes, just long enough to heat it back up and get some of that crispness back. And it's amazing. Anyway, so if I never use it for anything else, it'll be to crisp up my limp fast food fries. I don't know. But anyway, so Big Fatty said he also had found that his was really useful for rewarming anything. So yeah, so rewarming of stuff. And today I set up I worked, you know, of course, and that's boring. I don't want to talk about that. But I did, in between working, I went down and set up, I bought this new NVIDIA Shield is what it's called. And it's, anyone who's not familiar. So, you know, there are all types of what they call streaming boxes out there, or streaming. They're basically little computers like the Roku or Apple TV, or, you know, whatever the case may be, they're basically designed. You hook them up to your TV via HDMI and they connect to the internet either via Ethernet or Wi-Fi, and you can stream, you know, any of those online stuff. So like YouTube has YouTube TV. You can do a lot of the networks have their own apps now that you can stream their television shows from their app. A lot of them require that you have cable to do that, but or there's Sling, or, you know, there are all these. If you're a cord cutter, you know about all of these, but there's also free stuff. You know, also Netflix is on all of those boxes, and a lot of TVs come with this built in as well. And then Google has something called Chromecast, where you can, you know, any of your devices that are Android or any app that supports Chromecast, you can buy a little dongle that Google sells, and then you can, from your device, you can, what's called casting, so you can cast a video from your phone or whatever to your television. And Mark and I do that a lot. Actually, our TV has a Chromecast built into it. So anyway, I'd seen this review. We don't really like the interface on our TV. Our TV is a smart TV, and so it has, you know, you can add apps, and it's got most of the, it's got Hulu and Netflix and YouTube and YouTube TV and Amazon Prime and, you know, all the things that you would use for video viewing, Disney Plus now. But it just, the performance is not very good. Sometimes it freezes up, and sometimes it reboots itself. It crashes sometimes. It's really weird. It's a TV, but it crashes. I mean, it's basically got a computer inside it, right? But it crashes, and we just haven't been really happy with it. And Mark is always concerned on the quality of things that we're watching, especially when we're streaming stuff. If, you know, if the internet speed goes down or whatever, the quality will go down. And he really wants everything to be crisp HD quality. From the very first day that I met him, it's always been something that he's, you know, complained about. And we've had issues where the quality has suffered. And so I saw a review for this NVIDIA Shield TV, which uses Android TV as kind of the operating system on it. And there are all kinds of apps you can install on it. You can host your own media server. And there's a Plex app is what it's called, where you can, if you want to copy all of your DVD movies, I don't know what I'm saying. If you want to copy all of your DVDs or VHS, you know, to a digital file and then save them locally, then you can install this Plex server and it will show you a nice interface with like images of the movie boxes and stuff like that for all of these. Or if you've bought digital copies of movies as well, or TV shows, or, you know, whatever, you can kind of put them all in a folder and watch them on your TV. And I'm sure there are other apps that I haven't seen. So, but the review of it was that it was really great, that the interface was cool and you could customize it. You could add all the various apps that you wanted. And also that the remote was really good. You could do audio in the remote, so you could talk to the remote. And the remote was, I don't know, really responsive and all of this. Anyway, the remote was really good. And also that they have built-in AI upscaling. So if you have an image that's not good quality, it will attempt to upscale it. And what the person who was reviewing it said was that it was amazing, the upscaling, that the quality was so much better on this than any of the other things they had tried, even on a lower resolution video that they were watching. And I thought, this seems like it's going to solve all of our problems. I mean, it's new, so hopefully it won't be crashing. We can add all the apps that we want because it's Android TV. It'll connect. Oh, you can also cast to it. So if you have Chromecast, it has Chromecast built in, so you don't need a separate Chromecast. And I thought, oh, this will be really good, so we'll try this. So, and I always like buying, like, new things. And the thing is, when we move to our house, we're planning on getting rid of cable. And so I wanted to find a really good streaming box that we can use that's better than what's built into our TV. And so I hooked that up today, and I went through, like, installing all of the apps and logging into everything. And so far, so good. So far, it looks like it's going to be a good purchase. But it'll take a while for us to know the user experience and all that kind of stuff. So maybe I'll report back. I'll probably forget, but maybe I will. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.